iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the very best auto retailers from across Southern California. When it's time for you to buy or even just kick the tires on the idea of buying, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers. iDriveSoCal.com, click on dealers, and get connected. Now, on with the podcast.
Toyota was giving out rides to the media in the Camry Pace cars. And then I saw there was a Honda IndyCar Experience trailer, and I asked her if I could go for a ride, and she asked me if I was with the media. I told her I was with iDrive SoCal, and she said, sure, sign you up. I put on a helmet, and I got in the car. And next thing I knew, I was strapped in the car and out on the track going over 150 miles an hour on the racetrack. I stayed in my racing outfit, and I got a ride in the Porsche 911 GT3 Cup car, and that was just unbelievable. And I'm just holding on for dear life.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. I'm Tom Smith, and with me today for another chat is the good professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan. Say hello, Clinton.
Hi, Tom.
We dispatched Clinton to the media day, the press day for the Long Beach Grand Prix, and even I was surprised at what Clinton came back with. It sounds like he had quite a day, and I think a day that most of us, myself and you listening, would probably love to have, because it included Clinton getting to suit up in a race suit, whatever the one piece weight race suit kind of jumpsuit
yes,
thing.
Yes, a racing suit.
Got to do, what, 150 miles an hour in downtown Long Beach?
Yeah, a little over 150 miles an hour on the streets of Long Beach on the road course for the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach.
Okay, so that was in a Formula or Formula car? Formula Experience, is that what you said it was?
It is an Indy car.
Indy car. Okay, the Indy Experience.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to let you take it away in just a second. But first, so that was part of the day, folks, was the Indy Experience. So if you picture this open wheel car and Clinton's behind the driver and doing 150 in downtown Long Beach with buildings flying by it like a blur. Yes. But then it didn't end there. Then he got out, and what was the other car that you got a ride in?
I got a ride in a Porsche 911 GT3 Cup car.
Okay.
And I got three laps in that one.
Three laps. Also on the Long Beach Grand Prix.
Same track. Yes. Okay. Those are the cars used for the Pirelli World Challenge.
Okay. So the Pirelli World, I'm not even sure what that means. But so that's what we're going to talk about here, because check out the pictures that we're going to post on the site, or that are posted on the site by the time you listen to this. But take us through your day and your experience, because I'm not quite sure. It sounds to me, Clinton, like this was back in the college days, maybe a little bit after college, when you're still single and you're like looking for stuff to do that's fun on the weekends, whatever, and you're going to parties that maybe you're not really invited to, but it sounds like a really cool party. Or you go to the club and there's a really long line, but you know, try to work your magic about getting in the side door or going up and dealing with a bouncer and whatever. Yes. It kind of sounds like that's what you did at Media Day. And I hope this doesn't get us in trouble with the Long Beach Grand Prix.
No, it
thanks,
will
guys.
Not.
Thanks, guys. Clinton had a great time, but take us through your day.
Yeah, well, basically, I got there early in the morning, and I attended a breakfast for Formula Drift, for the drift cars. And then I checked out some of the vehicles on display, and I saw a Honda IndyCar trailer.
Okay.
So I went in, asked if I could go for a ride in the IndyCar.
Now, hold on. So you got there and you checked in, and you're supposed to, the plan was for you to go have breakfast with some other media folks, and then you were lined up to do the drift, right?
Well, the drift was going to be later in the afternoon.
Later in the afternoon. Okay.
Yes.
So you got there, you checked in, you had breakfast?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a full belly before you're doing 150 downtown Long Beach.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. I just want to make sure I got that all right.
Yeah.
So, So you got there, you had breakfast, and then you and the other media folks, was there any kind of presentation or you just buffet breakfast or what?
Yeah, it was a buffet breakfast, and they had a couple of drivers as panelists.
Okay.
Doing some Q&A.
All right.
They also had the all-new Toyota Corolla, and they converted that, which is the hatchback.
Okay.
Which was shown at the New York Auto Show, and they converted that into a drift car. So they turned that from a front-wheel drive to a rear-wheel drive, and they had that on display. So I got to check that out as well.
So you
during
got
the media breakfast.
During the media breakfast.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm trying to connect the dots here. So you have this media breakfast. It sounds like there's a pretty structured day.
Yeah.
But at some point in time, the professor just kind of wanders off into that area to go talk to the bouncer on the side door to get into the party that you didn't quite get invited to? Or how? Tell
Not
me how
exactly.
This...
After the breakfast, everyone got some free time. So okay. You could roam around, check out the vehicles. Toyota was giving out rides to the media in the Camry pace cars. And
okay.
There were four of them.
All right.
It was interesting because they actually used the previous generation Camry. And I was wondering why they didn't use the current generation. I asked around, but no one seemed to know. You would think that they would want to promote the all new Camry because it's a great looking car.
Right.
And then I saw there was a Honda IndyCar Experience trailer. I walked in, I spoke with a lady there, and I asked her if I could go for a ride. And she asked me if I was with the media. I told her I was with iDrive SoCal. And she said, sure, sign you up. I got suited up, went out to where the cars were stationed.
Okay. So were other media people kind of walking around the same area as you were walking around?
No. They all went to.
They all went the boring path, and you went the exciting path.
Yeah.
Clinton's like,
they all went to the Toyota.
What is it, the red or the blue pill, whatever it is, the Matrix? Like, I'll take the other one, please. Yes. So they went where?
They went somewhere
else.
They all went to get rides in the Toyota Camry.
And at this time, what are you thinking? I don't want to go the boring path over there.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm here at the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, right?
Right.
I want to do something exciting.
Sure.
Not that the Camry is not exciting, but it's just a regular Toyota Camry. Lowered a little bit with a roll bar.
Sure.
Not a lot.
I get that. But I guess what I'm missing how the herd goes one way. You can't be the only one that's like, hey, I really want to go do the really cool thing.
I literally was the only one in there.
You were the only one that said that looks way cooler than that. I'm going this way.
Yes.
Okay.
I know it's hard to believe, but that's what I do.
I know us journalists can be kind of, you know, geeky and nerdy sometimes, but there's got to be some others that are excited.
I've been to enough car events to know where to go.
All right. Okay. Yep. So everybody goes one way and Clinton breaks left.
Yes.
And left is significantly cooler sounding than the way everybody else
went. Well, I would say I went right, actually, and everyone went left.
Okay. All right. So you go and you ask, hey, can I do it? And they said, grab a suit that's your size.
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, I got into a suit, but it was too big. So she gave me another one and it fit perfectly. And I started walking out to where the cars were staged. And I see Takuma Sato. And for those of you who don't know, Takuma Sato won the Indianapolis 500 last year. And that's probably the biggest automotive race in the world, or the most well-known one.
Sure. Sure.
And he's the first Asian driver to ever win the Indianapolis 500. He also won the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach back in 2013.
Is he Japanese?
He is Japanese.
All right. My wife's half Japanese. My father-in-law is 100% Japanese. So... there you go, family. Japanese, good drivers.
Yes. So I got a photo with Takuma Sato.
Okay. And that's going to be, by the time you listen to this, it'll be on iDriveSoCal.com. So check it out.
Yeah. So I was told, okay, I'm going to get a ride in the car. Then I end up speaking with the lady who was in charge, and she said that there was already a pre-registered list, which I was not on, so I was told...
For the Indy experience.
Correct. So right. I was told, however, I could get a ride in a Porsche 911 GT3 Cup car
okay.
at 9:53. So she said, I didn't need to be in my suit. So I walked back to the trailer. I was about to take it off and I ran into this other lady and she told me, she actually asked me, who are you? So I told her, well, I'm Clinton Kwan with iDrive.
I'm the professor.
I'm Clinton Kwan with iDrive SoCal. And she said, hold on just a minute. Let me see what I can do for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Oh, iDrive SoCal, the podcast. Oh, wait, hang on. Let us get you the, yeah, at that point, the seas parted. Oh. So, because we're so big.
I was waiting and I didn't hear back from her. So I decided, okay, you know what? I'll just go back to the trailer. It's at least I'm still getting a ride in the Porsche 911 GT3 cup car. Hey?
And by the way, all before 10 a.m. on a full stomach.
Yes.
Right? I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one, but okay. Yeah.
So there's another gentleman in the IndyCar trailer. And okay. He said, you know what? You should definitely be able to get a ride in this. I'm like, okay, can you go with me? So we walk back out to where the cars are staged. He speaks to the lady and he says, oops, I made a mistake. You have to be on the list. I would say maybe 5 minutes later, the lady tells me, actually, you can go for a ride in the IndyCar. And she said, she told
me. The bouncer at the side door decided, you're cute enough, you get in, come on.
So she said, hurry up, get in the car right now. So that's exactly what I did. I put on a helmet and I got in the car.
Boom.
And next thing I knew, I was strapped in the car and out on the track going over 150 miles an hour on the racetrack.
Nice.
And that's the second fastest I've ever gone. The fastest I've ever gone was in another Indy car at Auto Club Speedway going 180 miles an hour, but that was on an oval track.
You've been in Indy cars before.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so what time in the morning is this that you're doing? Because the IndyCar's first, and then you got the ride in the other one.
So. Yeah, so this was, it was almost 10 o'clock by this half, okay, the time this happened.
And what time did you eat breakfast?
8:30. Yeah.
Okay. So, because I'm thinking there's the full belly aspect.
Yes.
There's, I'm assuming at that speed, you're probably taking corners. Not at, obviously, three digits, but you're probably taking... There's some G's involved, right? You're getting thrown around the car a bit. Yes. Your body's getting pressed one way or the other.
I actually get motion sickness. I can't ride in roller coasters, but I can go in race cars going 150, 180 miles an hour.
All right. Okay. So so you did one lap.
One full lap, yes.
One full. And who was the driver? It wasn't Japanese super driver, right?
It wasn't Takumo Sato. It was another driver.
Takumo Sato.
Takumo Sato, S-A-T-O.
Takumo Sato.
Yes. Okay.
So it was another driver. Was he a professional? He had to be a professional
He's a professional driver. Right? Okay. I don't know who he is.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. And so then you get done with that one lap.
Yeah.
And what is a lap? How long does a lap take? And it's
almost 2 miles. It's about 1.9 miles.
And
about 11 turns.
Okay, for all the different races in the Long Beach Grand Prix is, because I know they have different classes of cars that race.
Yeah, the main event, the Indy cars. Then you also have the Pirelli World Challenge. There's also trucks. This coming weekend is actually Formula Drift, the drift cars.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think there's a new class of vehicles.
Wait a minute, so it's not all happening just this weekend?
No, the Indy, the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach is the next weekend.
Oh!
The weekend of April 13th to the 15th. But this coming weekend is Formula Drift.
Okay. So, but then the city of Long Beach is already all blocked off and everything. They keep it blocked off for 2 weekends straight.
Yeah. Well, actually longer than that because they have to, it takes a long time to set this up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool.
Yeah. It's the biggest event in Long Beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is the course that you took, is that same lap configuration what they use for this weekend and next weekend, or does it change a little bit?
It is the same configuration.
Same configuration for this weekend, all the races, for next weekend,
correct.
All the races.
Yes, okay. it's the same configuration for all the races.
And you say it's just under 2 miles.
Yeah, I believe it's about 1.9, a little over 1.9 miles, so just a little under 2 miles.
All right, and 11 turns.
11 turns.
With one big long straightaway.
Yeah, there's one big, long straightaway. And that's on the front stretch.
Straightaway in the front stretch is where you peaked out at 150.
Yeah.
Okay. Got all that now. Thank you. So you get done with that drive, one lap, and then how long of a duration is it until you get this other ride?
Oh, probably 20 minutes, not that much longer.
All right.
Yeah.
So you stayed in costume, right?
I stayed in my racing outfit, and I got a ride in the Porsche 911 GT3 Cup car, and that was just unbelievable. I got three laps in that car. I thought I would get maybe one or two at the most.
Uh-huh.
So I was a little nauseous after that. It was quite a wild ride in that car. It's incredible how fast those cars can go. And I was told those cars go, that car went almost as fast as the Indy cars. So it was approaching the same speeds.
And the difference in the Indy car, you're sitting behind the driver.
I'm sitting behind the driver.
And it's open wheels.
It's open and it's very low.
And then in the, what is it again, the GT?
It's a Porsche 911. Think of it as a Porsche 911, but it's stripped out. But in that one, I'm sitting directly adjacent to the driver.
Got it. Okay. And that ride was different from the IndyCar hop.
Well, it's very different because you're not as low.
All right.
Also, the IndyCar, they put a strap right around your neck, so you're fully strapped.
So you're almost immobile.
Yeah,
and it's just like very.
It's really, really tight being in an Indy car. Anyone who's been in an Indy car knows how tight it is. There's not a lot of space in that compartment.
Okay.
Whereas the Porsche 911, it's like sitting in a regular car, but you've got all these roll bars and all the safety protection and the safety straps.
Okay.
So it's a very, very different experience. So you get a much better view of everything. Being in the Porsche 911 GT3 Cup car.
Okay. And
think of it as just sitting in a regular car, but it's completely stripped down with roll bars and all the safety equipment all over you.
When you say think of, my head goes to
think of it as
full
a Porsche
stomach and buildings going by blurry.
Yes.
Just that's it. Just like what? Okay, there was Long Beach,
and I'm just holding on for dear life.
So you got three laps in the 911. About how long does it take to get around this course? How many laps was how long? I mean, a couple minutes each lap, or what?
That's a really good question. You're going so fast. I would say a couple minutes if I were to guess off the top of my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So after your third lap, you're getting out of the car with grin ear to ear.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure,
yes.
Right? And at that time, it's not even 11 o'clock in the morning?
It's not even 11. Yeah,
okay.
That's correct.
But your drift time was later on in the afternoon?
Yeah.
But you are human in that you said, okay, my body's had enough driving at extreme speeds in downtown Long Beach for now.
Yes.
Maybe if there was an option to go to downtown LA, mix it up a little bit, maybe you couldn't.
Well, there was also the luncheon, so I figured I'm going to eat more.
Did you go eat again?
Yes, there was a luncheon. They had crab cake sliders, chicken sliders, short rib sliders, a couple of salads.
I might have to send myself next year instead of you. I'm not sure about this.
That's why I decided I think I'll pass on the Formula Drift cars.
Okay. All right.
Especially eating all that food.
Yeah. All right. So then you rolled home quite literally.
Yes.
With a full belly and probably one of
an
the
experience
coolest
of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. So that is a thanks to the Long Beach Grand Prix for taking care of Clinton and the events that they have going on again this weekend is
Formula Drift. I believe it's I think it actually starts tomorrow. I think it's April 6th and 7th.
Okay.
And then the big event, the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, is Friday, April 13th to Sunday, April 15th. Friday is practice, Saturday is qualifying, and Sunday is the actual race.
Okay.
But there's also other types of racing, including the Pirelli World Challenge. There's also a truck race. I believe this year there's something new as well. There's just so much going on. It's all on the website.
There's that Lifestyle Expo.
There's also the Lifestyle Expo. There's kart racing. K1 Speed usually sets up a track there. Yeah, in the Lifestyle Expo, a number of the manufacturers will have vehicles there, so you can check out some of the new cars. You can also check out the race cars. That's a really popular place to go. There's also concerts taking place this weekend. So a little bit of everything.
So the place to be the next two weekends is Long Beach. If you have, as Bernadette would say, petrol, what did she say? Petrol in my veins or something like that. Mm. Gasoline in the veins. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Anything else you want to add about the Long Beach Grand Prix?
I would just say take in the full experience. If you've never been, make sure you get there early.
Yep.
As soon as it opens, give yourself plenty of time to find parking.
Yep.
And plan to spend the entire day out there.
Okay.
At least one full day.
All right.
Or two or three.
And keep your eyes peeled for the professor who's going to be grinning ear to ear because he's in his element. All right. Clinton Kwan, thank you so much. The professor for that analysis of the Long Beach Grand Prix and the media day that you experienced. It sounds absolutely fantastic. And go on out to the Long Beach Grand Prix. Have yourself a good old time. For iDrive SoCal, I'm Tom Smith. Thanks for listening.
This episode was engineered and edited by Micah Palmquist.
Hey there. Still wanting more iDrive SoCal content? Just go to iDriveSoCal.com. From there, you can subscribe to our podcast and newsletter, and you can connect with one of our awesome car dealer partners to get yourself a sweet new high-tech wonder on wheels. And oh yeah, we always want to hear from you, so please connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, or if you're not a big social media-ite, you can email us suggestions for stories, people, places, or events you think we should cover. Here's the address, media@idrivesocal.com. That's media, M-E-D-I-A, at, the letter I, drive, D-R-I-V-E, SoCal, S-O-C-A-L.com. media@idrivesocal.com. Thanks again for listening, and definitely reach out with whatever's on your mind.